Masechet Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah says, Ein solon basar batzel veitza elakadeshi tzol mi bojom. One cannot roast meat, or onions, or an egg in a fire before Shabbos unless there is enough time for it to be cooked to the point of Michael ben Drusai, which is either one half cooked or a third cooked, to Machlokas in the Rishonim. This prohibition is even according to Beis Hillel, because there is a concern that if the food is not ready, you will stoke the coals to help speed in the cooking process. Once the food is mostly cooked, we are not concerned that you will stoke the coals. So again, the Mishnah says that you cannot roast these items unless they will be cooked, at least one half or a third cooked, before Shabbos begins, as a concern that you will come to stoke the coals. The Mishnah continues, Ein nosnin pas latanor im chashecha v'lo charara al gabe gecholim, ela kedei sheyikrumu paneha miba'od yom. Similarly, one cannot put bread in an oven right before Shabbos, nor can he put a cake on the coals right before Shabbos, unless there is enough time for the upper surface of the cake or the challah or the bread to become crusty while it is still day. What they used to do is they used to stick the dough onto the wall of the oven. So as long as the outer surface was crusty, the Mishnah says that it was okay. That was already considered cooked enough. This was also in order to prevent the stoking of the coals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kadei Sheyikrum HaTachton Shela. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that there has to be sufficient time for the bottom surface that was stuck to the oven to become crusty. The Tanakhama said the outer surface should become crusty, and Rabbi Eliezer says that the bottom surface should become crusty. There's a dispute whether Rabbi Eliezer is being more stringent or more lenient than the first opinion. Namely, does the part that is stuck to the oven become crusty before the outer part? If it does, if the part that is stuck to the oven becomes crusty beforehand, then Rabbi Eliezer is being lenient to allow the baking process to begin, even if only the part that will crust first, namely the part touching the oven, will crust. However, some say that the outer part crusts first, making Rabbi Eliezer, who requires the inner part to crust, the more stringent opinion, not allowing you to cook the bread or the cake until the latter time where the inner part that is stuck to the wall becomes crusty. Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah continues the discussion of the Gzeira of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, that maybe we're going to come to stoke the coals, naming some of the exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah says, Mishalshlin es ha-Pesach batonor im chashecha. On Erev Pesach, one can lower the Korban Pesach into the oven, and we are not concerned that someone will stoke the coals, since everyone is very careful when it comes to the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah continues, Ma'achizin es ha-Ur b'meduras beis ha-Moked. Similarly, the Kohanim were allowed to start the fire that used to burn in the Beis HaMokad, which was there, the fire was there in order for the Kohanim to be able to warm their feet, since the Beis HaMikdash floor was made out of marble, which got very cold. So they were able to start this fire in the Beis HaMokad right before Shabbos. The reason we're not afraid that they will stoke the coals is because the Kohanim are Zrizim. They are very careful not to commit any prohibitions. Aval, however, uvagvulin kedeshteechos haur beruban. If we're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only permitted to start the fire if there was enough time for the fire to catch through most of the wood before Shabbos. Otherwise, if it did not catch through most of the wood, we are afraid that one would stoke the coals to help the fire spread. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bapechamim Kolshehu. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the fire is being started with coals, then it suffices just to begin the fire before Shabbos. Since the fire usually spreads very easily through the coals, there is no concern that one will stoke the coals.